BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 6 through 8. Jesus was humiliated, scorned, insulted, ridiculed, and despised as he hung on the cross. No wonder, for the torture alone spawned hideous revulsion. A later regretted glimpse of the guilty crucified would turn the stomach and head. The prophecy in these three verses was fulfilled during the Passion of Christ. Worms, maggots, and grubs with the appearance of shreds of skin are crushed under the feet, never noticed, not cared about, and when spotted, repulsed due to their hideous appearance. When flogged by a short whip made of leather straps with glass and steel bars, Jesus' skin was torn open. The splintered beam or entire cross he was forced to carry on his body kept the wounds open, allowing trickles of blood to seep. As Jesus hung on the cross, his body looked like red, moist worms. When spotting, the condemned one was repulsed due to his hideous appearance. Quote, "All who seek me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." Is recited with examples from Matthew chapter 27, verses 39 through 44. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. Trust in God, and God rescue him now, if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the robbers who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. Remembering what Jesus had to endure enables me to see how repulsive my sin is, what it did to me, and what it did to Jesus.
DVD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.